afternoon. This is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. It's Freedom Day, but there is no freedom from the laws of nature, and what better way to enjoy Freedom Day than with a spot of maths? But do not adjust your sets. Fine Music Radio has not gone bonkers. This is still Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about something out of this world. Accountants use some strange mathematical laws from time to time, and no, this is not Fine Business Radio with its complicated economics and intractable financial terminology. Science is much easier than finance. But some of these laws are coincidental with what we find in nature, and astronomy is quite natural, following basic laws. And this one, called Benford's Law, that I'm about to explain, fits with data that we have gleaned so far about the size of planets. Not just planets in our own solar system, but the thousands of exoplanets we've found recently orbiting other stars. And this relates to last week's broadcast about TESS, a new satellite sent up on the 18th of April, whose job it is to find and examine exoplanets. So pin back your lug holes. This is Benford's Law. Benford's Law relates to the frequency distribution of first digits in many natural and human-constructed sources of data. In this distribution, the number 1 occurs as the leading digit approximately 30% of the time, while larger numbers occur in that position with decreasing frequency. Right, I won't test you on this later, don't worry. The discovery of Benford's Law dates back to 1881, when the American astronomer Simon Newcomb noticed that in logarithm tables, the earlier pages, which contained numbers that started with 1, were more heavily worn than the other pages. The phenomenon was noted again in 1938 by physicist Frank Benford, who tested it on data from 20 different domains, ranging from the surface areas of rivers to the populations of US cities. Benford's Law is so well established that forensic accountants can reference it in their testimony during trial proceedings based on the plausible assumption that naughty people who make up figures tend to distribute their digits fairly uniformly. And we don't like made-up statistics or fake news, no, no. But it's easy to rumble, as there are basic numerical patterns, such as expounded in Benford's Law, which can show that a data set is suspect. So how is it applied to planets? Exoplanet masses range from just under the size of Mars to over 27 times the size of Jupiter, that is the ones that we've seen so far, giving the data a spread of almost 6 orders of magnitude on both the Jupiter mass and the Earth mass scales. If the masses of exoplanets are plotted, they follow a distribution that you would expect if you apply Benford's Law, and the close fit with Benford's Law suggests that our techniques for measurement are sound. Obviously, I can't show you graphs over the radio waves, but you may get the picture. The fact that exoplanet candidates, along with confirmed known exoplanets, nicely conform to Benford's Law suggests that the optimism expressed by scientists involved in finding out about exoplanets is not misplaced. So, an obscure and simple mathematical device such as Benford's Law can be used to help confirm such profound, cutting-edge science that spans thousands of years, thousands of light years, as well as a thousand other mundane and quirky phenomena here on Earth. And if you want to find out more, you can go to the same source that I did, which is a presentation I found online called Benford's Law of First Digits and the Mass of Exoplanets by Dr. Thomas W. Hare of Florida Gulf Coast University. Right. Well, there's an open night this Saturday at the Observatory where you can hear all about the oldest photograph of the universe, and the speaker is Dr. Marta Spinelli. So go to the Observatory at 8 p.m. for this talk and a tour of the historical buildings and artifacts. As usual, this broadcast is podcasted on Fine Music Radio's website if you'd like to hear it all again. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies with a smidgen of rain.